everybody, Cal Banyan here, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. How you doing out there? You know what? We've got another all-Cal episode. Gosh, you know, with Meredith seeing clients and Elrond seeing clients and me seeing clients, it's just been really hard for us to get together to do some co-hosting type podcasts, and I hope you forgive us. So I'm going to lay down two or three podcasts, and then hopefully we'll be able to get together, I think, with Meredith. Since Elrond gave us a couple, then let's see if I can get together with Meredith in about three episodes. All right, what am I going to talk about today? I'm going to talk about why bad news in the world of hypnosis, in the world of hypnotherapy, is not Hypno-Armageddon. That's right. It's not the end of the world as we know it, just because some bad news came out. All right, before I get into that, a couple of announcements. On Monday, I can't believe it. You know, we just released this on Friday, so it's really unlikely that you'll be able to be in this July class coming up on Monday. When is that? Looking at my master list over there, July 11th through the 22nd. But that's when it is. I've been telling you about it. If you can make it, give us a call right away, or just show up, because I know we got one slot left at least, and you can just show up Monday morning. We'll get you signed in. And, you know, maybe this is the first time you've heard about it. Monday is our NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Super Course with all of the minimal recommended daily requirement by the National Guild of Hypnotists, plus 5-path and 7-path self-hypnosis. Now, obviously, most of you guys can't get into the class on Monday, so I got good news. October 31st through November 11th, guess what? We've got another course coming up, and you can save on early enrollment. I'll have a link over here on that side of the website, or maybe I'll have one down here. Hey, by the way, if you're watching this video anywhere except calbanyan.com, you want to go there right now, because right below this video on calbanyan.com, we're going to have texts that go along with this. This podcast has links that make it a lot more valuable. So, gosh, go to calbanyan.com and get it, plus more than 200 other free hypnosis training programs just like this one. All right, let's see. Oh, hey, if you're already certified in hypnotherapy and you want to get 5-path, 7-path, advanced hypnotherapy and self-hypnosis training and certification, then your next opportunity to do that will be at the National Guild of Hypnotists Educational Conference and Convention. The friendliest, most open-minded hypnosis organization in the world puts it on in August. So we'll have a link down below. Go to ngh.net and get all that information. It's a 7-day class, 4 days before the convention, 3 days afterwards, and you can pick up your certification right there and being on the NGH convention as well. Okay, so now let me get into the story for today. Over the last few weeks, I've been hearing all over in the news, and I will put a link to a news article. It's even been on the national cable and international news organizations like Fox and CNN, so I know you've probably heard about it if you're in the world of hypnosis at all. And that is Newport High School Principal George Kinney. Was kind of in a little bit of trouble there because he had done hypnosis with some of his students at the school and also some of their parents and that kind of stuff. Now, everything was fine. Done a gazillion different sessions and, you know, working with students for things like reducing anxiety, reducing problems with taking exams, improving motivation, improving sports performance, all these non-therapeutic type things, just, you know, relaxation, motivation, that kind of stuff. And as it happened, two students in the high school had committed suicide, one in May and one in April. And it just so happened that, you know, he had hypnotized a lot of people, that two of the people that committed suicide, a Brittany Palumbo and a Wesley McKinley, were two of the people he hypnotized. And so now they're saying, oh gosh, did the hypnosis cause these these two young people to, you know, commit suicide. Now, let me talk about a couple of things. I'm going to talk at this from two angles. One is, do I think hypnosis is dangerous? And also, what do we do with bad news like this? Bad news like this comes up from time to time. It could be tabloid type news. It could be other kinds of news where they say hypnosis, you know, caused someone to go crazy, or hypnosis caused someone to do some unpleasant thing, right? And basically, these people who are making these statements are news people. They're not people who are trained in hypnosis or psychology or medicine. These are just people who are trying to make some money by getting you to tune into their channel so that they can sell advertising time. And you got to keep that up, that is important to realize that they're just trying to rile things up so that, you know, they can sell advertising time and they don't know anything about hypnosis. So what I want you to realize is that this is not hypno-Armageddon. Now, the new people, I remember this happened to me when I was brand new in the profession. There was some bad news that came out. Some hypnotist somewhere got in trouble for something. Maybe it was some unethical relationship type behavior. And you know what? It shakes you up when you're brand new. But once you've been in this profession for a while, you realize that this kind of stuff comes and it goes. It happens if you're a psychologist. Bad news will happen. Some misbehaving psychologist will get in trouble, and it makes the profession of psychology look bad for a while. Or there's a bad doctor out there who gets in the news and he makes the medical profession look bad for a while. And, you know, this stuff comes and it goes. And remember that it's typically news stories that are exaggerated by people who are not trained in the field. And so just remember, this will come and this will go. People will soon forget about it, and there will be a thinning of the flock, so to speak. And those people who are not really dedicated to the profession will leave. They might even been looking for a way out in the first place. I don't know if I'm really out for this. I don't really know if I have what it takes. And then some bad news like this comes along, and rather than put it on themselves, they'll say, oh, well, you know, this kind of stuff goes on in the profession, so I'm going to get out. And so that's okay. Let this kind of bad news come. Let it go. It will thin the flock, the people who are not really serious about the profession, and that will be it. Now, let me address this idea of why do people sometimes commit suicide when they go and see a helping professional? This happens in all helping professions. This happens to doctors. This happens to lawyers. This happens to counselors and social workers and psychologists and nurses. Troubled people, people with problems, go to see helping professionals. And we're not always able to help. Psychologists have clients who go away and hurt themselves. Doctors do, lawyers do, teachers do, everybody does. So I want you to keep in mind, as with this news story about Principal George Kinney, lots and lots of normal everyday people with normal everyday people with normal everyday problems go and see hypnotists and hypnotherapists. But also remember that, and I kind of wrote it down here, students who are unmotivated, have problems with attention and tests, have other problems that are at the core of these complaints. So these students are more likely to hurt themselves in general. This is generally true of all clients of all helping professionals. Now, hypnosis is not a panacea. It doesn't help with everything. And so if you ever have a client that in any way gives you an indication, word or deed, that he or she intends to hurt herself or himself. By gosh, you know what? You need to get that person in contact with a mental health professional. Get connected with a suicide hotline, something like that, because it's very important, of course, to get these people help. Now, some of you who are listening and viewing this video, you are mental health professionals, and you know what to do, and you can do that. There's many, many, many hypnosis professionals out there who are also psychologists, counselors, medical doctors, social workers, counselors, and so on. But those of you who are not trained in these other fields, you need to know how to direct your clients to these other helping professionals. And so it's as being a hypnotherapist or hypnotist or hypnofixatist. I'm thinking about changing my name to hypnofixatist, and that I do hypnofixotherapy, because what I really do is I help people fix things. So you heard it here first, hypnofixatist, hypnofixatology, and hypnofixotherapy. All right, so back on the serious side, if you have any indication that someone saying that they've thought about hurting themselves or they have hurt themselves, either with the intent just to physically harm themselves or to kill themselves, you must get them in touch with a medical or mental health professional who could help them right away. All right. So here's a saying I have around my office. If you can't afford to do it right, then you can't afford to do it. And that's like maybe we're looking at what kind of software to get. And in the past, I've had some technicians says, "Oh, I know where we can download this software for free." And I said, "Is that legal?" Well, you know, and I say, "Look, if we can't afford to do it right, then we can't afford to do it." And how does that apply here? Always work within the limits of your training. And licensure and legalities. We don't want to get, you know what, if you have a long drawn out court case or legal problems or you wind up in jail, you're not going to be able to help anybody. So you really want to really think about doing it right. All right, let's see if I have anything else here. All right. That's it. We'll have a short one today because, you know, we didn't have to listen to Elrond, or Meredith, and I don't mean that in a negative way, but I just wanted to get that out, that whenever there's bad news, and there will be, just as much as there's good news all the time about hypnosis and hypnotherapy, there's from time to time going to be bad news. It is not hypno-Armageddon, okay? The world of hypnosis will continue. I tell you what, long after, this is what I believe, long after the profession of medicine has died, long after the profession of psychology has shriveled up and gone away, there will still be hypnosis, because hypnosis is a naturally occurring state in the human mind, and no one has ever been hurt by simply going into the state of hypnosis. So hypnosis will outlive them all, and as long as there's hypnosis, hopefully there'll be people like you and me that work to help people through this power of suggestibility that we call hypnosis. All right, I think that's it for now. This is kind of a short one. I've got a couple more coming up. I'll be answering your questions that have been sent in or that I've found on some of the Yahoo groups that I keep an eye on. And we're going to find out stuff about age regression and direct suggestion and scripts and all that kind of stuff. All right, please go to my websites, hypnosis.org. I'll teach you how to do some inductions right there, free video, how to use the Elman-Banyan induction on hypnosis.org. Remember to keep coming back to hypnosiscenter.com. Tons of hypnosis information there for free, including my course schedule. And of course, tell your friends about hypnosis. CalBanyan.com. Oh, and friend us on Facebook at hypnosis. Etc. That's facebook.com/hypnosis etc. And you know what will happen? I'm always posting kind of insider scoop stuff there, and you'll know what's going on here at the program before anyone else, plus any other news or interesting stuff that comes up in the profession. Okay, that's it. Cal Banyan signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.